I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. What is going on? It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, here as we broadcast live from the penthouse suite of the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful downtown Parts Unknown. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can check me out at mike@90%.com. And we are lucky to be joined, as usual, by the always insightful, the always intelligent, and always inspirational Stacey Morris, who is en route right now. She's on the road as we speak. If you guys have to get a chat room question in, either get into Robert and I. Stacey usually checks out the chat room. But Stacey, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. I'm barreling down I-87 and just did some DDP yoga earlier, so I'm pumped.
Oh, nice, nice. En route to anywhere exciting, or is it just a regular commute?
I came from having some one-on-one with a friend, and, nothing too exciting. But I made sure to get a workout in because it was a busy day, but you can always at least fit in fat burn.
Exactly. And when you're taking a long car ride like that, I don't know if it's long, but I always have to knock out a workout before I get in a long car ride, because if not, I'm going to be hurting like a bad when I get out.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, along with Stacey, I am joined, per usual, he is a cornerstone of the DDP Yoga franchise. He is the Jack Tripper to my Mr. Furley. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend and yours, Mr. Robert McLaren. How are you, brother?
Man, that's such an old reference. I'm not even sure how to take that. I mean,
that
so you're like
back reference.
Yeah, you're like the creepy neighbor. I mean,
yeah, I'm the flamboyant creepy neighbor, and you're the one with living with the two chicks up to no good. That's driving me crazy, I guess. I don't know.
See, yeah, I could definitely get into that scenario. It's far from the truth, but I'd go for it.
As long as you're not rocking the Jack Tripper shorts, you know, the ones that are splitting the boys.
No, but you obviously paid a lot more attention to that than I did.
Yes. I actually owned quite a few pairs of Jack Tripper shorts back in my my youth, so I'm not going to make any comments there because I'm sure some incriminating photos may surface at some point.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
But it's going to be a fun show tonight. Let's kind of focus here and get our mind out of the gutter, or at least off the Jack Tripper shorts for a few minutes. It's going to be a fun show tonight here on DDP Radio, and we are going to be joined by a gentleman who is in the beginning phase of his DDP Yoga journey. He has made appearances on several TV shows, has wrestled on the independents for many years. It's weird. He wears this horrible-looking, scary mask, but you look at his face, and he looks like a baby face. He looks like a nice guy, so don't be intimidated by the Leatherface mask. We're going to have Telly Blackwood joining the show today, who is known as Leatherface on the independent scene. We're going to talk to Telly about his DDP Yoga journey, and we will focus on the infancy of the DDP Yoga experience tonight. Once we finish up with Telly, we're going to kind of tie it all in, as Telly's new to the program. We're going to tie it in and try to give a little bit of guidance to the people who are new with the show, and Telly is on the line, and we're going to grab him in just a minute. But first, I wanted to run down the schedule for some upcoming DDP Yoga workshops we have on deck. Per usual, we've got the Legend City Wrestling DDP Yoga Workshop, Inspiration Meets Perspiration, where you get to work out and sweat and swear right in front of the man himself, Diamond Dallas Page. That is June 13th in St. John's, Newfoundland. And last time I checked, I heard Stacy might be making an appearance in Newfoundland to see the people.
Yeah.
Her posse.
Jeff, Bill, and I are going to be there. We'll be, you know, talking to people, signing books, answering questions, and we're really excited about it because we've never been to that part of the world.
And I know you're going to be up there, and I was going to bring this up in a little bit, but while we're on the topic of the Stacy Morris Clean Comfort book, you guys probably know where to get it by now, stacymorris.com. She's got all the stuff there. She has an amazing book. But Stacy, I know you've got some upcoming book signings and personal appearances, doing some recipes and stuff. Want to give us our listeners a heads up about where you're going to be and where they can catch you for some inspirational and tasty food?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Anytime Fitness in Latham, New York, June 8th. That's a Monday. And at Market Block Books in Troy, New York, on July 11th. And I just have a brand new redesigned website, so I have my appearances listed and updated on that. Just go to stacymorris.com, and you'll see my schedule as it unfolds.
Awesome. stacymorris.com for more information on that. And Robert, you making your appearance, your scheduled appearances this week at the Chippendale Club?
Yeah, and I'll also be at Publix doing shopping and at Walmart picking up cat food.
Oh, wonderful. So, Robert, can
be sure to catch
Walmart
me at both locations.
Yes, absolutely. And grab a can of cat food for me, brother.
I will definitely do that.
All right, and like we said, one more thing I want to go over first. The DDP Yoga Retreat, I'm pretty sure the July retreat is all booked up. Correct me if I'm mistaken, but the DDP Yoga July retreat, 17th through the 23rd, 2015, and October 16th through the 22nd, 2015, takes place in the Riviera Maya, Mexico. Contact Sally Jane Smith and all of the fine folks over at the Travel Smiths. The DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. It's not called an extravaganza for no reason. It ain't your mama's yoga retreat. There's no namaste. It's all about TNA. TNA, tone and attitude. We party, we drink, we have a good time, and we work out hard, but we play hard too. So if you guys get a chance to check out the retreat, I'm pretty sure the July one is all booked up, but check out ddpyogaretreat.com for more information on that. And Katie and I have been, my girlfriend Katie and I have been the past 3 years, and it is literally our favorite time of year. So make a point to get there. If not this year, then next year. Plan on it. When this retreat started off, there was about 10 or 13, 14 people just hanging around at the retreat. The second year where Katie and I first started, there was about 30, then it grew to 60, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger to the point that they needed to add two retreats. And it's an amazing time full of amazing people. So check out ddpyogaretreat.com. And real quick, one more thing before we get going. If you guys want to call in tonight, I am assuming we're taking callers, 347-994-1216. That's the DDP Radio hotline. Make sure if you do call that number, 347-994-1216, you press 1 to let us know that you want to talk to us. And Robert will take care of that and cue you all up and make sure you're a real person and not someone trying to screw with us, which we have had before. Yes. 99 cents a minute. I've already done that bit. But anyways, I want to welcome our guest tonight. He is a newcomer to the DDP Yoga team. Dallas recommended him to us as Dallas had invited him to the Performance Center a couple weeks ago to work out with him personally. Dallas had taken interest and wanted him to have on the show. He has undertaken a huge life overhaul in the past several months. He's made appearances on several different TV shows as his alter ego Leatherface. It's his wrestling name. He's been on the MTV hit show Viva La Bam. Credits include Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and has wrestled in the independent scene for more than a decade. Welcome to our show for our first segment here on DDP Radio, Telly Blackwood. Hello.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing good,
hey,
bro.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Telly.
How you doing? Not too bad. Just getting over this little chest Ebola or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, there's something going around, man. My girlfriend's a bit under the weather, too, so it's definitely happening, and that'll put a damper on you trying to work out or get anything other than laying on the couch for a little while.
Yeah, well, I was definitely trying the breathing thing a lot, and you know, I just finally got my voice back. It sounds really raspy and weird. It's not normally like that, but yeah, it was pretty bad, man. One day I'd have my voice, and the next day it'd be gone. And I just woke up, and it was just gone. It really sucks.
If you do get a chance to do the breathing exercises on the DDP yoga thing, that really helped me through some congestion at different times, and it is a big deal. And I know Dallas is huge with the breathing. He can breathe out for like 2 days, still have breath in him.
I definitely started the breathing probably a little over a week ago. Starting off with the 2 seconds and the 5 seconds and 10 seconds, and it's a little rougher because my respiratory is getting a little, better from the recent illness here. But I am on a 20-second breathe out, but the breathing's a little more difficult. But
definitely helps
me out in the mornings. You know, I do go to the gym still, and I'm mostly doing swimming right now because I don't really get out of breath swimming. But if I get on that elliptical right now, I'd probably fall off.
Yeah. Exactly, man. I want to talk to you about your story a little bit. You are obviously overweight, which prompted a big change in your life, and you've already started losing quite a bit of weight, which you're documenting on a documentary you're doing right now. Tell us about what made you decide that, hey, I want to make a change here. I know DDP yoga is a new part of your routine, but what initially made you say something has to give here?
Well, I went to a doctor finally, and he got a checkup, making sure I wasn't dying or nothing, you know. And I came back, I had the borderline diabetes thing going on, and early signs of heart issues, and I already had a heart murmur, and it got worse because my weight got a little, out of control. And, this level levels were just off, and this wasn't that good, man. And, I finally had to, he told me, you're going to, be heading on your way out if you don't, change everything. And I was depressed for a while, upset, not really happy to hear all this, and started trying to look around for things to try to help. Pretty good friends with Global Healing Center and InfoWars with Alex Jones and those guys. And they stepped forward and sponsored me and got me a bunch of supplements and things. And I started, detoxing my body. I cut off fast food, cut off the sodas, cut off the junk food and all that crap. And I started, detoxing, oxy powder and doing colon cleanses and, trying to restore my body, and the weight started falling off. Especially when, you stop eating crap food and the sodas, because I was drinking like a 2 liter of soda a day. And no wonder. And so, I finally started doing that, and, 17 pounds just fell off in like a week and a half, and, kept more and more and more. So a good buddy of mine is just like, hey, I want you to film this and make a movie and just show everybody else that, they can get off their ass and do it too, And I was like, well, that's probably a good idea. I've always made movies to make people laugh, but never really did anything to really help anybody else. And I figured I'd probably be killing two birds with one stone. I helped save my life, and I can help inspire other people to do the same thing. And so, I got sponsors started coming aboard. 24 Hour Fitness came on and got me a membership and gave me permission to film in there whenever I want, and Dr. Group of the Global Healing Center became my executive producer and gave me a backing, so I got all my equipment, my drones, my 3D cameras, and the whole nine yards. So, I'll start making this documentary.
And,
basically, I went from nearly dead to 3 months later, I'm doing 5K Mud Factor obstacle courses. I'm climbing 24-foot walls and things like that.
Wow, that's crazy, man. When did DDP Yoga become a part of your routine? I know Dallas contacted you and invited you over to the Performance Center. Last time I checked, you couldn't make it to that specific one, but I know that you've been in contact with Dallas. How did DDP Yoga become your journey?
Well, I guess like I said, in the beginning, when I got desperate and started to try to find anything I could, I had to hit him up with an idea about maybe doing this for – this actually before the movie release. Just to start taking off and start getting filmed. And I didn't really hear anything right away. And as soon as I went and lost a bunch of weight, and when I came back and showed them the video, hey, I'm not, BSing you. Here's the video. And, watching me climb walls and do things that, big guys don't usually do. He hit me up and like, hey, you know, invited me out there. So I pretty much debuted before I was supposed to fly out to Atlanta. I came down with this Ebola, whatever the hell it is. And so, not really Ebola, in the figure of speech.
Yeah, oh, I know, man. You know, I know you were a worker. You wrestled for many, many years, over a decade. You know, people who've never been in the ring, I worked for 10 years myself, and people who never have been in the ring never really get the toll it takes on our joints, our knees, our hips, our feet, our backs, and just the abuse that we put ourselves through. And you've done it longer than I have, and I know that my body is a wreck from this. How have you found losing weight and doing the DDP yoga and eating healthier and working out? How have you felt, you know, your nagging injuries? Because if you're a wrestler, you know, you've got nagging injuries. It's just a given.
Luckily, I never really faced any injuries wrestling other than an ankle twist one time. I've injured myself worse just driving 16, 17 hours out of state to wrestle somewhere, you know, for $50. Sometimes that hurt worse. But I have an elevator accident in 95. I fell 2.5 floors in an elevator when the brakes gave out on it. And that kind of messed me up pretty good.
Oh, wow.
So I wasn't supposed to be wrestling or doing anything like that after I went through that whole fiasco and, you know, physical therapy and everything else like that. So, so far, I'm already in.
Did that accident bring the weight on?
It definitely didn't help. So, yeah, I was kind of bedridden and not doing a whole lot for a couple of years. It was a big thing. You know, it was a big change in my life. And I was actually doing security, like armed security, for several years. And I did some overseas, you know, bodyguard, executive protection work. I've been overseas, you know, doing things like that. So I've definitely, you know, moved on past that elevator accident. And sometimes it comes back and haunts me, you know, but physical wise, I'm pretty good. It was just the insides I needed to take care of.
And you've done a lot of TV credits. You've been around per se, the wrestling business, television. You made an appearance on Viva La Bam on an episode that I actually remember. I didn't really check out that show very much, but I remember the Treetop Casino episode. You were on that one, right?
Oh yeah.
So how did you get hooked up with that? I mean, obviously, you know, being a wrestler, they probably, you know, you have the entertainment background and niche to work with someone like that. How did you get hooked up with people?
Well, that was pretty much a matter of watching the show Jackass with my kids. I have 4 sons and a daughter. And you know, we had watched Jackass and everything before, you know, we all moved out of state and everything. And they were telling me, you know, hey, Dad, it'd be cool to go out and wrestle with those guys and beat them up and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's a good idea, you know. I was always pretty good, you know. I guess I was a promoter at one time, and I ran wrestling shows, not the best. You know, everybody does, tries being a promoter once in their life. And so I was pretty easily able to talk to people. So I got a hold of his manager and tried to set up an event to get a band to come out here. Then he was too busy doing the Viva La Bam thing, and they looked at our website at the time, me and the Executioner. We had our own little wrestling site, just, you know, about me and him. And they looked at our little deals and said, hey, you want to come wrestle on the show? He can't come out there, but you guys want to come here? And hell yeah, let's do it, you know? And just for a note, that's the only backyard I ever wrestled in my whole life. I got to put that out there.
That's a good thing. Kind of the backyard promotions. And you talked about being a promoter. I always tell my friends, you want to lose money fast? Be a wrestling promoter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, my first major try was FCW, Female Championship Wrestling. I tried doing a show here in Sacramento, California, like way back in the day. We had Bret Hart as a, you know, commissioner come up there and do a little part and have some glow girls and, you know, did a little show. It failed, of course, you know. Bret Hart was a dick. You know, he took off early, like he wasn't supposed to. That's just part of being a dickhead, I guess. But, you know, I learned, you know, over the years, you know, especially I wasn't, you know, I was trained, but I wasn't, like, you know, polished and wasn't very popular. I was definitely the underdog in Northern California, one of them. But I never gave up. You know, it's I hustled. I did the distance. I paid dues. I, you know, went through a bunch of crap. And, you know, finally, you know, I didn't like wrestling after a while. And after, you know, Viva La Bam and that stuff, I got into other television stuff, and I kind of left wrestling for a long time. I didn't like the politics. I didn't like all the crap that came along with it. And just, you know, I wasn't, why wrestle when you're not going to have fun? It wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah, I think all of us.
It was just, you know, you had your usual promoters, Alexander and whatever his name was. You had Kirk White and all those clowns. And, you know, all those shows were never fun. And, you know, until I came across Freak Show Wrestling down in L.A., and that's where I kind of work for now. And
that was Ben Cody?
Really yes.
Yeah, yeah. I know Jake is big time involved with Sin, and Sin is a really good guy. I met him down in Florida a couple of years ago. Good guy, and he's running an interesting promotion out there. It's really off the wall, but that's kind of what you need to do. There's so much independence out there that it's really hard to stand out, and I kind of admire what he's doing. You know, trying to stand out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's really is. You know, my first time walking in, and I was like, what the hell is this? And, you know, and I had given up all the politics, and I was more on the television side of things, so my approach was a little bit different, and I had a blast my first time there. I was like, oh, this is funny. There's clowns, and there's hot chicks, like, beating the crap out of people, and there's rubber chickens, and all sorts of funny stuff, you know? I'm like, what? This is, like, very, this is how wrestling I could imagine to be in a long time ago. I thought it was really neat. And that's, exactly. I just, ever since then, I drive, you know, 6-7 hours just to go do that. And, you know, it's fun. I have a lot of fun there. I'm actually working against Sin Bodhi next month. An audience brings a weapons match.
Oh.
So we're doing that next month. And I look forward to it. I look forward to every time going down there.
And,
no stress, no politics.
Yeah, that's always a plus. How is your documentary progressing? I know you started it. How far away into it are you, and how long do you plan on filming? Obviously, you don't have a deadline for when you're going to get skinny to your goal weight, but obviously you plan on seeing this throughout the whole way. How far into it are you?
Okay, I started filming for a month and a half, almost 2 months, before I decided to scrap the normal filming and actually film it in 3D. I'm thinking, you know, if I'm going to make a movie that people want to see, and, you know, I'm going to see some fat guy working out and getting skinny, you know, put it in 3D, do some cool things, you know. So I started having to film everything in 3D now. So I had kind of scrapped everything I did, kept the extra B-roll footage for, you know, online trailers, but the actual movie is going to be all in 3D.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Like I said, I started off at 421. I never really publicly made that announcement until I started getting involved in all this. I always tell people I got not a pound over 405, because that was kind of embarrassing as it was. But yeah, it's 421. I'm down to 358. I haven't weighed myself in a couple of weeks because I've been on my deathbed here, but I'm pretty sure that's went down a little bit. But my goal is probably about 230, 240.
Awesome, man.
So about 100 pounds to go, and I'll be happy with that part.
I know you mentioned the movie in 3D. I got to share this real quick. I worked for a wrestling promoter up here in New England, and he was the biggest carny on the planet. It's like total carny. He invested in a big box of 3D glasses and sold them to everyone at the wrestling show, putting over 3D wrestling in 3D. We're standing right in front of you. We're already in 3D, but we sold out the entire box. Sold out the entire box of, and he went up to people like waving his hands in front of their faces, saying, "I'm in 3D." So, 3D
always. He said that was Canada, right?
He worked in Canada, but it was up in New England. He was a big star in Canada for many years in the Vancouver territory. So,
I was about to cut a Canada joke. So I was just making it. I was trying to see where that was going.
And are you going to try to make it out to the Performance Center? I know you weren't able to get there last time, but is there a rebooking getting ready to happen?
Yeah, I was waiting for Dallas. I guess he's doing some kind of movie, big movie project. So I'm kind of letting him get some of that out of the way and make sure my role is gone. And, you know, make sure I got some stuff to get down so when I get there, I'm not, you know, a total rookie. So
awesome, man.
Pretty soon. Just let him do his little movie thing he's doing, so.
And if people want to check out the documentary and find out about you in person and your journey you're going through, where can they look you up? What's the website?
The website is www.losingleathersavingface.movie.com. So www.losingleathersavingfacemovie.com.
And it really is, it's a powerful story and an amazing journey. The progress you've made already is really commendable, and I see you seeing this through, man. You got a lot of drive. You pretty much promoted yourself to get on TV. You promoted yourself to get in wrestling, and now you're kind of doing the movie itself, the documentary. So I applaud you, man, and I appreciate you coming on to talk to us a little bit about this project. And like I said, losingleathersavingface.com. If you guys want to check out his journey, and do you have a Twitter or anything we could check out?
Yeah, the Twitter is I'm a Leatherface. So twitter.com/ I'm a Leatherface.
Then awesome.
The website, make sure you put the movie after the losingleathersavingfacemovie.com.
Losingleathersavingfacemovie.com. And I appreciate you coming on, man. And definitely let us know how your progress goes in the next couple months, because I'll be following you for sure, brother.
Sounds good, man. Hopefully next time we talk, I won't sound like Tone Loke. So that should be better.
Exactly, man. Feel better, brother.
Great work. Very inspiring.
Thank you very much. Hopefully my story will be even bigger at the end of the year.
I'm sure it will be, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, take care, man. Keep kicking ass, brother.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Really inspiring story. Telly Blackwood, Leatherface, all over the independent scene, television. He actually was in an episode of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, too, which when I mentioned that to my girlfriend, Katie, she popped big time because I guess she was a big Dr. Quinn fan. So talking to Leatherface right there. We kind of had the show kind of split into two sections. We were going to talk to Leatherface for the first half, and then we were going to kind of rock a little bit of a community show afterwards where we're just going to kind of wing it. I think some of the best stuff that we do on DDP Radio is stuff that we don't plan. We don't, go in detail every section. We just kind of wing it. So I wanted to kind of talk to you guys about that. And Stacy, I know you've got that upcoming appearance the coming weeks. How have you? We've talked about your book times, but I kind of want to talk to you about the reaction that the book has gotten, because I've talked to many people on Facebook. I've read the Amazon reviews. I don't think anyone has a bad thing to say about your story, but this is kind of a little bit of a sleeper hit, especially in the DDP yoga community. You didn't expect to originally print out copies. It was going to be an e-Kindle book, then they demanded enough demand to get copies made, and then you kind of got hardcover and then softcover. Has it kind of surprised you how much people have embraced it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always, doing something like this is always a gamble, but I wrote the thing, the memoir section, really from my heart. I didn't want to hold back anything, and I didn't want to exaggerate, but I just put a lot of my pain in there, and I think people relate to that. That's the most common thing I get in terms of feedback is, like somebody told me just yesterday, there's a part in the book where I talk about how I would binge eat alone in the car. And when it was all over, I'd have, crumbs all over me. And a couple of people said, that's me. I thought I was the only one who did that. And I think I really reach in there and plumb the depths of shame and despair and share it. And I think that really helps a lot of people because, they know, okay, I'm not the only one going through some of this really difficult, painful stuff. And that's been the most rewarding part of it.
Absolutely. And it's always, whenever you write something like, you hope that people will embrace it and kind of take it and make it their own and make it inspiring. One thing I realized when I read your book is, I don't know how to put this. You were writing it for yourself as much as you were writing it for anyone else. It came across, like kind of for yourself to kind of look back and say, I kind of did this,
Well, yeah, I've been a writer for 25 years, mostly a newspaper writer, and I was turned 50, and I really I'd been putting it off, because I I had some issues like, can I do this? Who's going to read it? You know, and I, oh, sorry, my little buzzer's going. I'm home now. I didn't want to look back on my life and realize that I didn't do it. So that was, I kind of shamed myself into doing it. And I know that it's pretty easy to write a book now in terms of just, there's so many options. You can self-publish. So I knew that I didn't have to wait around to be accepted by a publisher. And then Robert was just absolutely wonderful in the technical end of it. Because I got Kindle out there right away, but Robert is the one who architected what you hold in your hands, you know, the hard copy. And he just did such a beautiful job on it. And I couldn't have done it. I would have pulled every hair out of my head if I tried to do it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that that free labor didn't hurt either, did it?
No. you were great about it. You were really, he has this brain capacity that I don't, you know.
Yeah, and Robert is amazing with stuff like that. We had a meeting today, a DDP radio meeting, and just to hear Robert and Stevie kind of go back and forth with the technical stuff, I mean, I could never, you know, I could never even be that person. If I tried right now and put everything I had into it, I could still not be that person. Robert is a technical whiz, and he got something done today to kind of segue a little bit. I texted him. We've got a plan. We're going to be taking DDP Radio to the next level. I'm not going to let you know on anything else because we weren't going to talk about it today, but we're going to be taking DDP Radio to a new level of awesomeness. And one of the first steps we're taking is we set up a DDP Radio official Twitter account, which Robert kindly got together tonight. We haven't tweeted yet. We haven't put anything together for it yet, but we're just starting to get that underway. And it's going to be a kind of a great little hub. I'm going to check in very often. We're going to have try to get Stacy to put some of her awesome recipes on there. We're going to tweet some motivational stuff. We're going to keep you in the loop of what's going on with DDP Radio. We're also going to keep you in the loop of what's going on with DDP and Diamond Dallas Page and, you know, all the characters, the cast of characters that make up DDP Yoga. We got some crazy characters in our crew between Garrett and Dylan and Stevie and Christina and Robert and myself and Stacy and Dallas and Steve Yu and Jake Roberts and Scott Hall. We have so many amazing characters that we kind of wanted to focus that on the DDP Radio Twitter. So if you guys get a chance, follow us on Twitter. We're going to have a fun time on Twitter. We're going to have a lot of cool things to say, and I know Stacy's got some great insight with recipes and all this stuff, but without getting into it too much, I know, Robert, I told you we weren't going to talk about this tonight, but we smartened Stacy up with what was going on and told her what was happening because we didn't get a chance to talk to her today yet, but we're going to be taking it to the next level, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you guys get a chance to check it out, head on over to twitter.com/DDP Radio. That's twitter.com/DDP Radio, all one word. And shoot us a follow, and we're going to have a lot of fun on there. And I got to say, Robert got that up in, like, record time. We talked about it today. We made the decision to go ahead with a Twitter account, an official DDP Yoga offshoot of Twitter. And Robert had that up in, like, literally seconds. I don't know how you do it, brother.
Well, it's like I think Stacy and I had this conversation before. It's basically, you know, it's basically we all have our the things that we're good at and the things that we're not so good at, you know, because I could never even have an inkling of actually creating the recipes for the cookbook. So, you know, if it wasn't for Stacy, you know, that obviously would have never happened on a whole other level than her story. But yeah, I'm looking forward because we still, I mean, the three of us, we're going to get together into a room and beat the hell out of each other and try to figure out what we're doing with DDP Radio. But I think it's going to be a very positive thing, and it's going to be a lot to look forward to. So I'm really I'm excited about that.
Absolutely, man. And one thing we were talking about, and we're going to kind of I'll segue into it because we told Stacy about it. Stacy, you know, is very busy during the day, and she actually kindly takes enough time to get on to DDP Radio every Wednesday night. But she has a lot going on. So Robert, we had a kind of a little powwow today. And we're gonna be taking DDP Radio to the next level. Like I said, it's really exciting. We're gonna have some new segments built in. We're gonna kind of incorporate a little bit more than just DDP Yoga into the mix. We're gonna show a little personality. We're gonna revamp it a little bit. Robert, you talked about bringing everything to the table. It really is. We all kind of bring our own little thing. Robert is the technical mastermind. Stacy is the motivational, inspirational, you know, cooker who makes awesome recipes, who has great insight. And I'm the loudmouth who won't shut up and drives everyone crazy. So we're all kind of just, you know, pulled in our own directions. No comment?
Was I supposed to be listening?
We are.
But I'm really excited about where we're going to take this thing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I guarantee you, you're going to want to come on this ride, and we're going to kind of hammer things out in the next couple weeks. But I expect a revamped version of DDP Radio in the next couple months, and I'm super excited about it. And I know, Robert, we've talked, and you're super excited about it too. And Stacy, you and I are going to, and Robert are going to talk this week, but we're really excited about where it's going to go. And
it's still sinking in. I remember I'm just hearing all this for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm letting it wash over me.
Exactly. And we wanted to talk to you guys too, because there's a big thing going on right now. Dallas is involved in a really big movie out in LA right now. I just literally texted him about half an hour ago, and we've been talking pretty much throughout the day, but he's involved in a pretty big movie right now. And I know Stacy is kind of more in tune to what deal is with the movie. Can you fill us in on what he's doing out there?
Oh, Mike, I could if I were at my computer.
I know
it's a very, it's an avant-garde YouTube based movie, and he told me the title. I wrote it down, but it's very cutting edge, and
yes.
has the potential to be huge. But it's an avant-garde project.
Yeah, basically, I don't know the little that I know about it. There was this guy who like put together like this Power Rangers kind of YouTube movie thing, and it wasn't like the exact characters, but it was like his take on those characters, and he put it out, and it got this huge buzz. I wish I knew like the dude's name or anything like that to give you, but basically, the guy went back. He got so much positive feedback from that. He actually got funding to make another one. And this one is going to, instead of being loosely based on the Power Rangers universe, is going to be loosely based on the DC universe. And that's what Dallas is working on.
And I did hear about that movie as well. It was kind of like a dark version of the Power Rangers he did, like an adult version. Is that correct? Like a really dark kind of adult themed version of the Power Rangers for children, not for children, shall I say? I'm not a Power Rangers fan at all. I've watched them since I was about 13 years old, but I did hear the buzz on this movie, and it really kind of got people talking. And Dallas is involved in this project right now. And I talked to Garrett today. And if you get a chance, hop online to DDP's Twitter, because Garrett's going to post some stuff from the movie tonight from behind the scenes. But it's a really cool project, and I'm really interested to hear what's going on. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, I don't think I'm letting anything out of the bag. I don't think it's a secret that Dallas is playing Batman. And I'm very curious to see what he brings to that character, because, I mean, you can't get much darker than the regular Batman to begin with. So I think it's going to be
he's not playing the TV. He's not playing the TV show Batman. He's playing.
No, it's less Adam West and more like, of course, I know Adam West, but I can't think of anybody else. I was going to say Michael Caine, but no, he was Alfred.
Michael Keaton was a Batman, and George Clooney.
George Clooney,
and
yes. Christian Bale was in it for three. Val Kilmer was in for one, yes. So that's what I was trying to think of was Christian Bale. But I can't imagine it being any darker than those guys. So it's you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe it'll be a dark Superman or a star. Who knows what other characters is going to be.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, and the internet movies, like people think, I mean, back in the day, you'd think of an internet movie, you'd think of a guy with a handheld, you know, Polaroid filming these things. But, you know, with all these things going straight to YouTube and the internet, it's blown up huge. I know Yahoo has their own web series. YouTube has their own web series. Community, which is it was a really big fan-heavy show, has moved to the internet, which is, you know, Dallas is so ahead of the curve when it comes to fitness, you know, going on and doing the DDP Yoga app, which we've been working so hard on, and getting ahead of the curve like that. I just think this is the next logical step of media. I think we're going to see a day where everything is pretty much, you know, internet-based television.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Now I have to. I'm trying to figure out the name of that movie, so I'm doing a little Googling while we're talking here at the same time.
Gods and Secrets.
A Thousand Secrets?
Gods and Secrets is the movie that Dallas is doing, according to
Got it.
She attacked this week.
Gotcha. Okay, that sounds right.
Yeah, so I believe that's what Stacey had texted me last week, but it's gonna be pretty cool, and I'm excited to see it. And, you know, I know there is a lot of comedy that comes along with wrestlers doing movies at times. You know, The Rock has kind of changed the genre when it comes to taking wrestlers seriously doing movies. And, you know, some of the Hulk Hogan stuff back in the day was kind of cheesy. But I've seen Dallas in several different flicks. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, he's the boss of DDP Radio. But he's a pretty damn good actor. He trained with one of the most legit acting, you know, teachers and acting classes in the world, Howard Fine. And I know
yes.
Dallas swears by Howard Fine's classes to the point that WWE is sending some of their guys to Howard Fine to kind of fine-tune their presence on camera. And there's kind of a punchline when it comes to wrestlers doing movies. But Dallas, I tell you, Dallas can hold his own with anybody out there.
Yeah, have you guys ever seen Driftwood?
No, but I know he was on that.
No, I've seen clips and stills, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not like this big budget movie. It's a very solid movie. It was done by one of his friends, who's done a lot of like you know, campy horror stuff. But this is more of a normal subject matter. But there was like this long. I want to say in wrestling terms, like there's this long promo that he cuts about halfway through the movie, and it goes on for several minutes, and he just nails it. And I didn't really like this came out in 2006, but I didn't realize how good of an actor he was until I saw him just nail that scene. And he had it in his mind how he was going to do it, and even the director. The director was Tim Sullivan. He didn't think Dallas could do it. Nobody thought he could actually pull the scene off, but he just nails it. If you ever see Driftwood, check out the scene in the church when he's speaking in front of the boys, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, it looks like a cool movie.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was very solid all the way through.
Dallas, he did the Living Life 90% presentation at the Howard Fine Acting Studio.
Yes.
And can't remember exactly what Howard had said to him, but I remember something of the likes that Dallas picked that up and picked up the nuances of acting, like, better than he's seen anybody. And, you know, Dallas, here he is, a multimillionaire professional wrestler who spent many, many years on top of the wrestling business. I mean, on top, like no one was bigger than Diamond Dallas Page in 1997, 98. And when he decided to go into the acting portion of things, he humbled himself and stayed out there with the bottom of the barrel actors, guys that are just flying into L.A. from the podunk nowhere and sitting there and learning the craft, well, almost like he did in the wrestling business, completely started from scratch. He didn't want to be Dallas Page cutting a wrestling promo doing acting. He wanted to start at the bottom, and he wanted to learn the craft. And he didn't just want to be a wrestler, you know, being an actor. He wanted to be a good actor.
I think he accomplished that from the things I've seen of him. Because there's several different things. Like, I guess one of the ways that the audition is that they'll do some almost like remote auditions where they'll tape things and then they'll put them on YouTube and they'll send them to the studio or, you know, whoever's doing the gathering those things. But I've seen several that he's done over the years for different plots and different plots, different parts, and all of them I've seen have been really good. So, I wish, as far as I know, they never released Pizza Man. Gonna be very curious to see that one when it comes out as well. But it's gonna be good to see him on this DC thing to see how he's doing now.
Yeah, you know, we should do a film festival at the retreat.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be.
But the Pizza Man thing, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the trailer, but Dallas did a pretty big movie that I don't know if it ever got released. I know there was setbacks, it was tied up in financial issues with the financier, and all kinds of, you know, delays and stuff. But if you go on YouTube, there's a trailer for Pizza Man, and it's basically a comic book, you know, movie for kids. It was a Pizza Man was played by Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle. And there were so many guys in there. I couldn't believe how many, like, name actors were in that movie. But Dallas pretty much played the lead villain in that movie. He was, like, the top dog, you know, billing over some pretty big name actors in that thing.
Yeah, I mean, I have no clue what the story behind it would be, but I wish that they'd release it because I'd love to check it out.
Absolutely, and I can't tell you any more boldly than this. Acting and wrestling are two completely different genres. They're completely different crafts. People think that you can go in there and cut a promo in the ring and then you can go and transition that to a movie. It's a whole different animal. Cutting a wrestling promo does not mean you can act. And I found that out the hard way. I actually did a commercial, a national commercial, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. And I got the gig through the radio station I was working with. They brought me on. And I had cut wrestling promos all day. I wrestled for 10 years. I'm thinking I can do this no problem. When it came to get in front of the camera and read scripted lines and read them convincingly and not contrived and not sound like you're reading or not sound, you know, robotic and monotonous and actually put inflection and feeling behind what you're doing is incredibly hard. I can cut a wrestling promo every day, but I'll be the first person to tell you I couldn't act. And I hope that commercial is not on YouTube somewhere because it is the most horrible piece of acting I have ever seen in my life. Ever criticize another actor for their performance in my life because I saw what I did and it was terrible. But to be able to kind of take the wrestling promo because it's so built into the essence of your being to kind of talk that way, I still kind of, when I public speak, I talk in wrestling promos. But, you know, to kind of tear down that entire wall and facade and that entire, you know, being that you are of the wrestling promo and relearn your craft and retrain yourself to talk as an actor is incredibly hard.
Well, I've never tried it, but I'm going to take your word for it.
I've never done either,
Dallas is good. He's really good. And he's been in the Devil's Rejects, the Rob Zombie movie, and I know Rob and Dallas are really good friends and have worked together several times. And, you know, Dallas is one of those few wrestlers that actually transitioned into mainstream movies. And he's out there doing one right now, and I'm really excited to see it. And there's a couple other ones they've done. I know Jake and Dallas and Jim Ross were involved in another movie that I think has been either produced lately or is coming out lately. But it looks pretty funny too. It's a comedy and it looks pretty hilarious.
Yeah, what is it called?
I know Jim Ross is in it, Jake the Snake. And Jim Ross looks hilarious in that movie. He looks like an ornery old man. He just grumpy old like boss, like a grouchy, bitter old man. And he played that role really well from what I saw in the trailer for it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that too, and that's kind of how he comes across. I mean, the times that I've seen him, that's kind of who he is.
Oh, Jim Ross will tell you every day he's a crotchety old man, and he's hilarious. He's one of the smartest guys in the business, but you know he can be kind of brash at times and tell it like it is. I kind of noticed that. I follow him on Twitter. And some fans will ask him some questions, and he'll have some ornery answers for him if they're stupid questions.
Yeah, and that's how he was when we saw him in Louisiana. I am drawing a blank on everything. New Orleans. And because his show was like the same night as our show at the House of Blues. He was at a different venue. We were at the House of Blues, and so we went over to check him out and to support him a little bit. And he does not have any problems tearing apart hecklers. I can guarantee you that.
Mm. Oh man,
that's an art in and of itself. To be able to do that and be quick on your feet that way, and that's just pure courage too.
It really is, Stacey. You couldn't have said that any better. And I know a lot of you guys know that I did comedy on the side for several years, and that's an incredibly hard thing to do. And to be able to react so quickly and actually have something witty to say to somebody, because honestly, you know, when you're doing comedy, you have, you know, notes, and you have a routine you plan to follow. You have a flow of what you're doing things, and people yelling things out to you in the middle of the audience kind of just totally throws you for a loop at times. And it is really an art to learn how to react to that on your feet in such a way, and then kind of get back into the flow of, you know, your performance as well.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I think that we should do a film festival. And Robert,
yes.
Mike, you guys are the techies. Maybe we could – it might be too late for this year, but next year I think we should really seriously, when we're all together at the retreat, that would be a really fun evening.
Yeah, we just have to be a large place with air conditioning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That might be something to do at the Performance Center sometime. Kind of do like a that, something Performance Center at the night, because I know Dallas has a Performance Center and he's doing some things, but that thing has a stage. It's got a good room. He could run music shows. He could put together, you know, Jim Ross is doing his tour. He could throw Jim Ross in there, put some seats up. There's a lot of things you could do with that Performance Center if you wanted to kind of supplement its usage a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm down for a film festival. I think that sounds like a blast. And Dallas has been in enough things where we can have a DDP film festival. We can have a wrestlers film festival. We can screen Santa with Muscles with Hulk Hogan, which I'm totally got robbed of the 96 Oscars.
Totally got robbed. Yeah, absolutely. That should have been at the Golden Razzies without a doubt. did they have those back then? I don't know. It would have been a shoe-in. It's like I don't know. I kind of put Hulk Hogan movies in the same categories as Kirk Cameron movies. You know.
Oh. I'm not going to go there because I don't want to anger half the audience. I'm not a fan of Kirk Cameron movies, and I don't think he's a great actor. But I did enjoy Growing Pains. I will give him that.
Yes, and now I'll keep my mouth shut as well.
this is kind of like off topic. We're kind of just kind of flowing here. Talking about, which we haven't done before. We talk about DDP Yoga. We've talked about Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler. I'm kind of digging, you know, going into his acting resume a little bit and talking about the movie world. I lived in Los Angeles back in 2003, 2004, and, it's a tough town, and guys like Dallas Page, you'd think, because he was a big name star in the wrestling business, people are going to want to hire him for a film. Sometimes wrestlers get that stigma on them because, you know, they see the contrived promos that sometimes, you know, show up on Monday Night Raw, and, you know, a lot of wrestlers aren't taken seriously. But, you know, like we said before, Dallas kind of just, you know, took to the craft and studied the craft. And say what you will about Dallas Page, I say whatever you want about him, you won't be able to say that he is not committed. When he puts his mind to something, whether it be DDP Yoga, whether it be wrestling, whether it be acting, whether it be synchronized swimming, I guarantee you he's going to be the best damn synchronized swimmer on the planet at some point.
I don't want to see that. I really don't. Oh, God. I don't really need those images in my head.
Oh, come on. You know, Dallas wearing a lovely two-piece. Fluttering in the water. I love it.
I'm not sure he's much of a flutterer.
Dropping diamond cutters and all the synchronized swimmers.
I could probably see that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we've gotten way off topic right now. But that about wraps it up. We didn't really have much planned for tonight. We wanted to have Telly on, and then we were going to kind of see what happens and form natural discussions, bring a little personality into the show, and I think we brought more than enough personality. We went off on tangents on synchronized swimming. We went off tangents on pretty much everything. So,
hey, it's fun sometimes to just see where, you know, the conversation takes us. But I wanted to say for next month, we're going to have Lexi Daniels on, and I believe it's going to be June 10th. We like to feature a team member at least once a month because there's so many inspirational stories out there. And we also hope to bring our resident nutritionist, Nancy Gubberti, back for a summer segment. And then, you know,
already?
Who knows what else? Yeah. She came on in the spring. She comes on quarterly.
Feels like she was just on. I can't believe how fast these seasons are flying by. It just like is passing by, man.
It is kind of flying.
Every time you announce that it's time for another Nancy Gubberti show, who's just filled with awesome information, and every time you announce it, I'm always baffled. I'm like, wasn't she just on a couple weeks ago? But it's just the seasons fly by so quickly.
Yeah, they do. And I don't know, you guys must be experiencing some heat waves. I am upstate New York. So I just posted on my Instagram a rhubarb tea recipe. So stay hydrated, everyone. Even if you don't like rhubarb, make some kind of herbal tea and step away from the canned and the processed drinks when you can.
Absolutely. Especially in this heat, that sugar will just dehydrate you and you're feeling nasty.
Yeah. I thought it was fascinating that Leatherface Telly was saying how he dropped a lot of weight just by eliminating the soda. He was like 2 liters a day. So,
And soda is really, if people don't realize that. I was a fiend. I'd go through a 12-pack every other day, and it's kind of hard to cut the cord on that thing.
Yeah, it's definitely addictive, but now's a good time to start playing around with teas and you know, natural fruit juices. Make your own, you know, cut up some lemons and oranges and let them steep in water. It's delicious.
I love doing that. I take my water bottle and I'll cut up some oranges and strawberries and just let them in the water bottle. And it totally adds a little bit of flavor. And it's not an overwhelming, like you're not drinking high C and it's not like that natural saccharine like taste, but it really just kind of flavors your water up and it's good for you.
Definitely.
And before we wrap up, give us one more time. Tell us where you're going to be. People are just tuning in. Stacey's got some appearances coming up, so I want you to fill us in on those.
Oh, well, if anyone's listening in the upstate New York area, I'll be at Anytime Fitness in Latham, New York, Monday, June 8th, and Market Block Bookstore in Troy, New York, July 11th. And this is all on my website now. Just go to stacymorris.com, and my appearances will be always updated there.
Awesome.
And we'll be in Newfoundland on June 13th.
Yes, exactly. And you will have copies of Clean Comfort to sell. I'm sure they're not going to confiscate them at the border. I think they're good. She's going to have copies of her book there as well, I'm sure. So you're going to want to pick one of those up, get some awesome recipes, feel inspired, and check out Stacey's recipe. And I'm sure she will even sign it for you at no additional cost.
Absolutely.
Autographs and paper cuts for free.
Exactly.
I'll become your blood brother. We'll do
10 copies or more, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that first Kiss comic where they put their blood in the red ink and printed it up, and you have Kiss DNA in your comic forever.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyways, thank you, Stacey, so much for coming on. And us and Robert, thank you as well. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys every Wednesday night. And, Robert, if you're around, I have a technical question for you, so I might give you a call in just a few minutes off the air.
Okay, but, I have my answer.
For DDP Radio, Stacey Morris, Robert McLaren, don't forget the new DDP Radio Twitter is available at twitter.com/DDP Radio. We haven't tweeted yet, but we're sure to have all kinds of great content on there as well. So check us out, give us a follow, share us if you will. For Stacey Morris, for Robert McLaren, my name is Mike Mullins, and for God's sake, own your life and never, ever, ever give up. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.